5.4.
For most people, art for the last few centuries has meant paintings and sculptures. And suddenly there are all these new kinds of sculptures and installations that for most people don't mean art. First of all, could you just explain exactly what these kinds of sculptures and installations are?
Well, installations are really mixed media artworks which take up a whole gallery or space. And sculptures, these kind of modern sculptures, are assemblies of objects which may take up a little less space, but which you would perhaps not think of as a traditional work of art when you first saw them.
Mm. So how would you explain to people that installations are also art?
Well, an installation or this new kind of modern sculpture is really no different from a painting or a traditional sculpture if you think about where the artist starts from. And that is, they have an idea about something they want to communicate, and then they decide how to communicate that idea. So that could be in paint, or it could be in stone, or it could be in wood or metal, or it could be through an installation, which could be this kind of assembly of different types of objects. In all three methods, in all these different media, they would still be trying to say the same thing. They would then choose the medium that was suitable for them, or for which they'd been trained in, or which was suitable for that particular idea they wanted to communicate. A lot of artists will have been trained in how to make an installation, perhaps more than they will have been trained in how to draw today.
But I think a lot of people would think that whereas drawing and painting requires an expertise, which the average person doesn't have, when people look at some installations, they think, well, I could do that. They don't see that there's any expertise involved at all.
Well, it's just different skills. For example, take Damien Hirst and Away from the Flock, which is a sheep in some formaldehyde in a case. First of all, he had to have the idea, and this was a very original idea. No one had ever done anything like that before. He came up with the idea of an animal, a sheep, and it's isolated from its flock. And he came up with the idea of preserving this animal in formaldehyde, which is of course, something that scientists have done, but artists haven't done. And then he had to research how this animal could be properly preserved in this substance, the formaldehyde, and how in 10 or 20 years it would still be there and in good condition for people to look at. So there is a technical side to it as well. And then, of course, he had to arrange it in a particular way. This animal is in a particular pose so that it looks as if it's quite alive, although, of course, we all know that it isn't. So it's a combination of an original idea and some very specific skills.
And what is he trying to communicate to us through it?
Well, as I said, the sheep looks alive, yet we all know it isn't. And so I think it's a kind of statement about death and life, just as lots of more classical kinds of art, paintings, are about life and death. And it's not really different from those. It's just that it's expressed in a different way. I think the important thing is what it gets the viewers to think about and to reflect on. And that's the same with all art. I mean, there isn't really any difference.
Okay, so I can understand that you need a certain amount of technical ability to create the sheep in formaldehyde. But what about the bed? I mean, the bed is something that you look at and you think, yeah, that looks like my bed in the morning.
Well, Tracy Emin's bed isn't actually her bed as it is in the morning when she gets up every day. It is a bed and there are sheets and pillows and lots of other objects. But she has assembled these objects to represent herself. This is an autobiographical piece. Just like a self-portrait, without her face or her body in it, but it still represents her. It's the story of her life. It's her relationship with all the men in her life and other people. You look on the floor and there are lots of bits of her. There are her slippers, her toy dog, and newspapers that she's read, and bottles of water. So it's a story of her life, and it's arranged in a very particular way. It's not random, not just like your bed or my bed. It's a bed that she's very specifically organised to communicate something about herself. I mean, it's a different set of skills from painting a self-portrait, but actually maybe it communicates a whole lot more to us, to viewers, than some self-portraits do, because actually we can look at it and understand, as contemporary viewers, a lot about her life. And incidentally, Tracy Emin is in fact very, very skilled at drawing. So if she had wanted to, say, draw a self-portrait, she could have done that, but she chose this way of communicating her message.